Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a Music Matters chart update. It is Monday, May the 14th, 2018. It is currently 2:44 p.m. Central Time. Well, this past weekend, I did something that music fans have been doing forever, and that is take the weekend and listen to a top 40 countdown. You can kind of trace the origin of this practice back to Casey Kasem. Really, you could go before that, but in my lifetime, Casey Kasem was the man. Every Saturday, no matter what was going on, it was a religious activity for music fans. You stopped everything. You turned on the stereo and you sat there for three and a half hours listening to Casey Kasem go from number 40 to number one. And you got to hear what everyone else was listening to, what the majority of people were listening to, what music they were buying, what music they were requesting on their local radio station. You got to hear which music was dominating popular culture and people were talking about. It was, I can't even explain to you how much of a religious activity it was. As people go to church, me growing up, Casey Kasem came on and that's what you did. You sat there and you listened and you kept your mouth shut and you paid close attention. There were times if we couldn't listen in the house or we had to go somewhere, my mom would drive us around until Casey Kasem made it to number one and we would listen in the car. There were times we would be driving maybe like on a vacation and we would get ready to lose reception to whatever station Casey Kasem was on. My mom would literally stop, pull to the side of the road and like, we're not moving until we get to number one, because hearing number one was a big deal. And I know some people have a very negative view of the music charts. They feel like, who cares? Like, why do I care what's number one? All that popular stuff is garbage and I don't like it. And almost have this mentality that it's cool not to know what's on the music charts and not to listen to it. But I think you need to look at the music charts from this perspective. Today, if we talk about music from the past, it doesn't matter if it's from the 1960s, from the 1970s, and from the 1980s, the music we typically talk about, I know there's always exceptions, but the rule basically is this: the music that is remembered from the past is the music that dominated the charts. Whether it was a top 40 chart, whether it was the best-selling album chart, it was on a chart somewhere. The music that charted is the music that is remembered. The music that did not show up on any chart, some album that was released in 1978 that had, it just didn't show up anywhere on any kind of chart of any kind, is usually forgotten. Now, I know there's always exceptions. Sometimes when music historians look back and they'll go, well, we're trying to trace the origin of a certain genre, they'll find some album that never charted that they're like, okay, that album gave birth to this genre. But for the most part, that's the way the majority of albums that are talked about, the majority of music that is talked about, the majority of music that is played today from the past is the music that charted, is the music that sold. That's just the way it works. So 20 years from now, when people are talking about the music of 2018, specifically May of 2018, well, the music they're going to be talking about, the music they're going to be playing, will be the music that is on the chart today. So pay attention to the charts. And if you're really good at it, let's say you're looking at a top 40 or a top 100 chart. Sometimes if you look at the bottom part of the chart, and when I say the bottom, say starting at 40, if you look at that number 40, number 39, number 38, number 37, and you look to songs that just entered the chart, they never really make it far up. Sometimes those songs may give an indication of a new sound that is coming. It may not be popular yet, and that may be the first single that kind of tried to go in this direction. And then 6 months down the road, you'll hear that same sound in another single, and then it will be in the top 20. And then the next one will be in the top 10, and then it'll hit number one, and then that sound begins to dominate music. You've got to be really good at doing that. It requires a lot of chart watching and a lot of music listening to really get good at that. But I think paying attention to the charts is important. I do so. So this past Saturday, had a pair of headphones on for, 3.5 hours, and I listened from number 40 to number one. What chart did I listen to? Well, I listened to the Sirius XM Hits 1 countdown show, their weekend countdown show. Now, this is very important for you to understand about charts. A lot of times when you look at a top 40 chart, let's say from your local top 40 radio station, many of those top 40 radio stations tend to focus on, there's no other way to really describe it other than what is the most mainstream sound. So these charts, even though a rap song may be dominating the streaming charts, sometimes it won't show up on a top 40 radio, top 40 chart, because sometimes they won't be focusing on something that is rap or something that is hardcore R&B or something that is like metal. So the top 40 really kind of gets what's really mainstream. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't have its value. It does have its value. I'm just saying that. So if I say what number one was this weekend on the Sirius XM Hits 1 channel, it may not be what's number one if you go look at a streaming chart. Because we know if we're looking at streaming charts, it's going to be Drake. It's going to be rap is really dominating that area. So that just note that there's sometimes a difference. So looking at as many charts as possible gives you a great insight to really what's going on in music. So I'm just going to point out a few things really quick. I know that was a long explanation, but I just feel that there may be some people going, why is he talking about the chart and why should I care? Hopefully now you know why and now you care. So this weekend, after about 4 hours, I think it was probably close to 4 hours, it felt like. I don't remember the total length of time, but when it was all said and done, here are the things that I wrote down that I want you to remember. Again, Sirius XM Hits 1, that's their top 40 radio station. The first thing that really jumped out at me was Maroon 5. Maroon 5, I was like, wait, where? Yeah, well, kind of a pun there. Wait, because that's the name of the song. Wait by Maroon 5. But when I heard it, I was like, wait, where did this come from? Because the album came back a while back. I thought it kind of did its thing and had gone. But no, no. Wait by Maroon 5 jumped. In fact, it was the biggest jump on the entire chart. And it landed at number 5. It was up 11 spots. So I was like, hey, what happened? Did something occur somewhere with this song? Was it in a commercial? I don't know. But all of a sudden, people rediscovered Wait by Maroon 5, the biggest jump for this weekend.
Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it. Oh, let me apologize. I'll make up for all those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging, I'm begging you. Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around?
Next thing that jumped out at me was Imagine Dragons. They continue to dominate radio play. I mean, Imagine Dragons really has caught on. And they continue to dominate, whether you like them or hate them. The song Whatever It Takes jumped up to number 3.
Whip, run me like a racehorse, pull me like a ripcord, break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, word upon your lip, rather that you rip, break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes, cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes.
So Maroon 5, Wait, jumped to number 5. Number 3 was Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons. Number 2, The Middle. Yes, The Middle. That song is everywhere. That song has been in commercials. It just seems like it's like crept into the conscience of America. And that song, Wait, everywhere. And of course, has Maureen Morris. If you know anything about her, she's on that track. And it's number 2. Number 2.
So why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Baby, why don't you just meet?
So what was number 1 on the Sirius XM Hits 1 Top 40 Countdown? Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer.
No matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back. No matter how long you're gone, I'm always gonna want you back.
Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer. I remember when this song was released and I was like, well, this is really good. It's definitely radio friendly. I don't know if I could have predicted that was going to be number one, but it is number one. Now, sometimes when you're looking at the chart, you do have to remember one of the largest amounts of when you look at the demographics for music, you set 13, 14 to 18 to 19, you know, year range, 13-year-olds to 19-year-olds. Those are the ones who really listen to the most music. And this is that time where the school year is winding down. You have prom, you're getting ready for summer vacation. So maybe some of these songs are kind of giving that feeling. And so they're really focusing in on those. We'll be transitioning into the songs of the summer and that sound will begin to dominate the charts. But there you have it. Those were the things that jumped out at me. Wait by Maroon 5 jumped, the biggest jump. It jumped from 11 spots up to number 5. Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons hit at number 3. The Middle up to number 2. And Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer is your number 1 song. And if you listen to Top 40 Radio, you're going to hear those songs probably about every hour, right? Because they continue to dominate radio airplay. Now, if you're looking at the Billboard chart, if you haven't heard the news, Childish Gambino, This Is America, has kicked Drake out of the number one spot. I thought this was going to happen. I really, as soon as I heard This Is America, it just, as soon as I heard the first few notes, you could just tell. And then by the time you saw the video, you're like, this is going to dominate everything. And that is exactly what is happening. And it will debut at number one. That's important. It's going to debut on the chart at number one. That means this song has got some power behind it. All right. At one point, the last number I saw, over 50 million streams. I don't know what the total number is going to be once the final chart is complete. Over 50 million streams, 60,000 downloads. All right. So 50 million streams, 60,000 downloads. Those were the numbers as of, I think, Saturday. The video has had over 75 million views on YouTube alone. 75 million video views, 50 million streams, and 60,000 downloads. This Is America by Childish Gambino is the number one track on the Billboard charts. It's getting radio play. It's pretty much everywhere. It's dominating a lot of conversation. And, well, that song is obviously going to be talked about 10 years from now, 15 years from now. And if you haven't done all the analysis of the video, from the Jim Crow stance that Childish Gambino takes when he shoots the first person, the suicide that happens in the background that a lot of people miss, the white horse that comes running through, that a lot of people represents all kinds of things. We could talk about the video for days, and that has generated all of these listens and all of this conversation.
We just wanna party.
So, Childish Gambino has taken over the Billboard number one spot for the number one single in the country. On Top 40 Radio, what is dominating is Maroon 5, Imagine Dragons, The Middle, and Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer. If you have the ability, you should go listen to all of this just to know the sound. Just to know the sound. And the big news from the weekend, OVO Sound Radio on Beats 1. airs on the weekend. If you don't have Apple Music and you don't have Beats One, don't call yourself a music fan. Beats One is the greatest thing in the history of music, okay? 24-hour a day radio station broadcast to over 100 countries around the world. You get you get DJs from London. You get everything. It's an amazing show. Well, OVO Sound Radio is kind of like Drake's show. And this weekend, he, debuted some new music. Yes, we got new Drake incoming. I don't know when the single's going to drop. I don't know if he's going to drop it. There's lots of speculation and conspiracy theories. It is funny, about the time the news broke that Childish Gambino had removed Drake from number one, all of a sudden Drake comes on the air on Beats One and is like, oh yeah, I got new music coming. So don't get too comfortable at number one, Childish Gambino, because Drake, when he drops his album, yeah, I think 2018 may go down as the year of Drake. It's crazy the numbers he brings in. So, all right, well, that's what's going on. I could talk about a lot more, but I don't want to take too much of your time. This has been a Music Matters Chart Watch update, and I just hope that with these updates about the chart will at least keep you informed about what's happening in the world of music, and you can determine if you like it or if you hate it. But here's the key. Try to determine if what you're seeing happening on the chart is giving you an indication of a new sound that is emerging. So there's a lot of speculation that the new Drake album is going to be a radical departure in sound. Is that just conspiracy? Is that just theories? Or is that true? That's going to be one of the big new music news stories coming up in the next few weeks. A lot of good albums were released on Friday. I could talk about that all day, but I won't. So here's the key. Music matters. Go listen to some music. Have a great day.
You want to know who my representing in here tonight? Hold on.
Explain myself. You said you care for me, baby.
Louisiana. Murder on the beat.
Give me.
Something for y'all to cut up to, you know?